You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So a new industrial development strategy document has been published by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition this week, taking a look at the mining sector and introducing proposals around conversations such as beneficiation, amongst other things. These proposals have garnered quite the reaction from the mining sector. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with our resident mining expert, also Director for Mining at Modern Corporate Solutions, Peter Major. He joins me on the line now to see if we can make sense of this. Uncle Peter, lovely having you on the show. As always, thanks so much for taking the time. What do you make of this new strategy that's being put forward by the DTIC?
Look, we've seen so many of these strategy documents come and go that at first we just say, oh, here's another one. The problem is each of these things seems to be designed to hinder the mining industry and to hinder industrial growth in South Africa. And we know countries that aren't growing are dying. Countries that aren't growing, the people are getting poor, they're getting unruly, crime is probably going to go up. You know, there's lots of negatives with no growth. There's lots of positives with pro-growth. So why this country, why this government we've got doesn't want to implement growth policies is beyond me. But if you've laden the mining industry with thousands of rules and regulations and policy changes in the past 25 years, and now you're trying to link your industrial strategy to that, it's just a load too big for mining companies to carry. And we're going to continue to see declining mining production, increased layoffs, and no new investment. So I haven't read through the 45 pages yet, Jimmy, but just to link it to beneficiation, it was ANC policy that destroyed the beneficiation our mining industry had built up over 100 years. And they've destroyed pretty much ISCOR and some of the other steel companies. So how can the same government this put all these policies that have destroyed beneficiation? Are they the people that can now increase beneficiation? It just doesn't make sense.
Uncle Peter, I want to take a look at exactly the objectives that are being put forward here. According to the strategy document, it seeks to address the challenges that have been plaguing the mining sector, amongst those deindustrialization, a weak economic growth, and declining industrial capacity. Exactly the three things that you mentioned that this policy seeks to further exacerbate. How do we reconcile where the state of the mining industry is now with what is being proposed and what actually needs to be done?
There are a complete different ends of the spectrum, and you don't need economic geniuses, and there's a lot of them out there for the last 150 years, to tell you that more government is usually negative for growth. More government is usually negative for investment and for return on investment. So the less government you have, the better it is for economic growth, the better it is to attract investment. And the less policy you have, you know, people can't even follow the Ten Commandments. How the heck are they going to follow 1,000, 2,000 different regulations? So, yeah, we want to square this circle. How can we help mining? Well, first of all, there's a lot of good writers out there, from Hume Scholes to Michael Avery, Rob Herzog, you know, Anthea Jeffrey. These are people with decades of successful experience with multiple degrees and track records. And they point out how it's our industrial policy and our economic policy that creates an environment that either hinders mining or helps mining. So, and we've seen it with the cadastre system in mining. If you have no way of keeping track of who has a license, then how can you expect other people to come in and purchase licenses and invest in companies that have a license? And if you have a railroad system that's unreliable and expensive, why would people want to start mines when they can't export their product, when they can't send the coal out or the chrome out? And we can look at beneficiation. The first thing it involves is electricity. And we've had the most horrendous electricity prices increased probably any country in the world the last 25 years. Now, these are governments' macroeconomic policies. These are governments' policies that affect the environment that mining companies have to work in. And so if you can barely economically get material out of the ground, the odds are you have no chance of making a profit trying to beneficiate it. And again, I want to keep repeating, we had a lot more beneficiation 30, 40 years ago than we've got now. Much, much more. because the environment was conducive for it, and now it's not.
Uncle Peter, you're not the only one to express these concerns. The Minerals Council of South Africa put out a statement as well expressing concern around the strategy that has been put forward here by the DTIC. If we are to talk about beneficiation, and we have been talking about beneficiation for the longest of time, as it stands at the moment, what would be the best value proposition for putting forward the case of beneficiation? How do we achieve beneficiation if the legislation is not the way to do it?
Well, get rid of the legislation. That's the first thing. If you just got rid of all this legislation, you'd probably have a boom like never before, or like a boom we had 100 years ago or 50 years ago. When the gold price was flying in the 60s and 70s, mining companies went out of their way to diversify. They went out of their way to beneficiate. Why? Because they didn't want to hand out a product that they were realizing 50 or 80 or 90% of the full value, the world market value. All mining companies want to realize as much value. They don't need a gun to their head to beneficiate if it's even remotely possible. Now, the more involved government is in our industry, the more rules and regulations they make, the more policies they make, these are just additional burdens. So government doesn't have to come up with a genius policy. They just have to reduce the policies and regulations they got. They should be an umpire. They shouldn't be writing the rules of the game. They're an umpire that just keeps people honest. So I don't know how to ask a government to undo it, but every now and then you'll get a president in a country that does just throw regulations out. You know, Zambia and DRC, they threw out a lot of these, almost all of their mining regulations that had been constructed in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. They threw them out at the end of the 90s, and they started with a cleaner slate. So yes, I think that's the best way. Government just must throw out all the regulations and start with a bare minimum and just be an umpire.
Start over, start on a clean slate, get it right and learn from all the things of the past. Perhaps that would be an industrial strategy worth considering. We will see whether or not that is taken into account and how this conversation shapes up. Certainly a lot of the industry has already expressed their discontent with where things are headed as it currently stands. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Mining Director at Modern Corporate Solutions, Peter Major, joining us to take a look at the latest proposal by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition on industrial development strategy as it relates to the mining sector.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.